Hello and welcome to Glowy Girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Right.
Luke's going to have another stab at this.
Okay, it's our season four season four guild... season four guild preview, The Union.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
So, with... So it's going to be a lot of Dave just talking.
Because he's gonna cream over Union again.
Well, you'd say Union. He only ever plays like seven players.
We've given him five in front of me.
You've only got your five.
Talk about Benediction.
Because Benediction's in the church.
And we've already covered that.
So, Union, they're an interesting one. Because they're not huge changes.
Which Dave sees as a nerf, to be fair,
I don't see it as a nerf. I'm relaying what Jamie Perkins said on another podcast. I'm just fairly happy with the changes that happened. Were all ones that I'd like to have seen.
Any changes you've had are positive ones. Have you had any, are there any negative changes to your gaming?
No. His team has just got better.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that, to be fair.
So... I found that quite interesting, because the thing is, generally speaking, at the top of most tournaments, it'd be Fish or Union.
No, Alchemists.
I was expecting a change to Bet Rage.
Yeah, so at the top of most tournaments, you'd be seeing Fish and Union. Union are largely unchanged. I think that's quite interesting. I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong, I just think it's interesting.
Yes. I don't know, Bet Rage has taken a small nerf.
Not losing Usurper.
Yeah,
it was the clutch, that most people forgot. Everyone forgets it, and it only affects the mirror. So it was
the mirror and every team that holds a Union.
But now
minor guilds are a thing, yeah. I suppose. Yeah.
So it makes logical sense to drop it, really.
Yeah. Okay. Which captain are we going to do first?
Let's let Dave go do his Black Heart.
Well, it's
not a lot of changes.
Yeah. Well, it's my happy time in that Black Heart has stayed the same. So
everything the same.
Yeah. But he's got the same strengths and the same weaknesses. So,
and what weaknesses are they?
None.
Momentous damage low down. Non-momentous.
You only take the one damage double dodge anyway.
Once you've told him off. Well, so is this a weakness?
Oh my goodness, this is going to be the entire thing is going to be this. And my point is that without that tooled up and without the extra tech he gets off his own opponents.
What's your weaknesses, Dave?
Of his own players. Yeah,
my
strengths is a weakness. Yeah.
What's your interview? What, in your 22? What's
my
your...
weakness? My weakness is I work too hard.
My weakness is I never lose.
I do, especially when I concede.
8-8, must concede.
Right.
I thought it was 10-8. I thought I'd better bring it up before you lot bring it up as well. But either way, we're rambling now. So
Black Ops completely unchecked. That surprised me a little bit.
It's interesting that I appreciate he's starting to see a bit more playing in kind of top tier tables. I know, you know, Jason Mountain used him at WTC. I think one of the Germans, used him as well. So they are sort of seeing a bit more. And I use him in a particularly distinct way.
Not as intended. I'm only joking.
Not as designed.
But he obviously, you know, Vet Rage is normally the captain that wins out in a Union match. And I think that's one of the reasons why they are one of the stronger guilds, is that Vet Rage is probably a higher pick percentage than Black Heart.
They've got two ridiculously strong captains.
But my point about Black Heart, I mean, I don't want to go on about him because he hasn't changed, but it is that he's got low momentous damage, he's got high momentous damage at the top of his playbook, which is a rarity to get to. And then in between, he's got a tackle on three and a knockdown on four, so he's not exactly tackling the ball. I mean, there's games I've lost where I've been trying to tackle the ball off someone, and I've had five goes at it and I still can't get the ball off him. So he has got his weaknesses.
The it's one just, thing you don't normally I, see I probably would have been happier, I think, if this would be a change, I don't know if Richard agree, if he went up to a 5-7 but lost Shadowlike.
I think that'd be good.
Because I think with him...
He can get out of danger.
With Shadowlike, he can dodge to a 2-inch melee, and on two, he's got a dodge on one, has he?
Yeah, momentous dodge on one.
Yeah, he's got a momentous dodge on one at tat 6, so no one can tie him down. Realistically.
Yeah.
And it's a double dodge on two. So attack 60 will pretty much always hit that double dodge on two.
But it is one of those things where, I mean, my turn is always normally try and get him to reach the high damage that he can reach. Do that on his first turn, and after that he doesn't do a great deal other than he'll score a goal, hopefully. But beyond that, he doesn't normally, other than putting a chip damage on, it's not that he's got that one explosive turn for me, and after that, it's kind of
he then works as quite a good setup piece by putting butchery on people, putting and crowding on, out, and,
or you know, he will generate some momentum because he's got those two momentum results now at the bottom. You could put six influence on him, get the momentum, dodge around, and score a goal.
Yeah, so he can get his he can get out of debt. I think one of the things is how survivable he is. He's a pain in the ass.
There have been times where I've gone in sort of turn one, scored a goal, turn two, I've beaten somebody to death.
And then run away.
On low health. And then he's still, you know, he's dodged 8 inches and then he gets to run away at the end as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, he has got his uses, but I think he does need the rest of his team around him. And I suppose Vet Rage doesn't necessarily, although he obviously likes it for his bloody coin and boosts his heroic.
So with Blackheart then, no changes.
No changes. I think he's still got strengths and weaknesses.
Okay, Rich.
His weaknesses are that his strengths are
his weaknesses
good.
Are he's got a knockdown on four and a tackle on three, and he's supposed to be a goal scoring captain, and he can't tackle the ball. Well, he can't normally unless he charges.
What
he
come back when you've got a tack four captain and a tackle on two.
What you got to look at is though he's still shadow like with 2-inch melee. Double dodge on two, so single dodge on one. I'm not denying he's a good captain.
I've used him for 3 years because he's a good captain, and I enjoy using him. I'm just saying he has got weaknesses that people don't necessarily always realise or exploit.
Okay, so Rage. His stats are all the same. His melee zone and his health have all stayed the same. He still has the same three character plays. Concussion, Quick Time and Red Fury. All very, very strong. His playbook has changed very little. His non-momentous tackle on one is now on four.
Good. That was the weirdest thing when someone came with a stealth rare. It was like, I'm going to charge you, and I'm going to tackle on the wrap.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to 2-inch dodge myself and score a goal.
Yeah. It was very weird for Rage to be doing that.
Given that he's supposed to be the beating captain and Blackheart's the kind of more dodgy scoring captain, and Blackheart's tackle is actually worse than Rage's.
This is it. So he still has Rise and Anger, and he still has Furious. Yeah. He's just lost Usurper, which, you know, a lot of people used to forget about.
Yeah.
And to be honest, with Union appearing less and less in natural team selection due to obviously minors and things like that, it's going to become less and less like.
Yeah, specific. It'll eventually become if you're playing the mirror, you get a bonus attack across the whole team, which is weird.
This is it.
So I get that.
This is it. So he's still got Bloody Coin and he's still got My Gang. So overall, Vet Rage is pretty much unchanged.
So that's I just find it really interesting. That both the captains, like the one of the stronger teams, both captains stayed pretty much the same.
Look at it this way: Shark didn't change.
Yeah.
And Shark is also one of the strongest captains.
Mm.
And obviously, Corsair got changed because Corsair needed to change.
I think Corsair got changed because they wanted to make Shark a viable option, didn't they? So you can still use Corsair for what you want him to use.
I'm sure Matt Cook would disagree that Shark's not a viable option.
But again, that's the same thing. I'm a Union player that doesn't play Vet Rage. Mm. So there are, you know, there will be fish players that don't play Corsair. I didn't particularly enjoy playing him the few times I've played him because he's just a bit kind of
point and click.
Yeah, and beastly. And it's not a very pleasant experience for the person you're playing against. So, but I suppose with Vet Rage, he's supposed to be that.
Yeah.
Eater.
Ah, that's true. Cool.
But you can work around him, tie him down with a 2-inch melee model, and all of a sudden he's lost 2 influence.
Exactly, that's the thing.
Although, or you have to pay 2 to dodge out.
And then that's
charge,
2 attacks.
But it's still 2 attacks gone.
Yeah.
And then you counterattack, let's say for Blackheart, for example, and then he's got to knock you down.
Yeah.
Which then means he's only got two attacks against.
He spent 4 influence to charge you and get.
2 attacks. Yeah, 2 attacks against a knockdown person.
Yeah. This is it.
Interesting. Okay. Strongbox.
Okay.
We'll do the two captains and mascots.
Strongbox is largely unchanged. He's still.
You're not even looking at the new card.
No, I'm not looking at the old one. That would help.
He's completely unchanged.
I'm not saying that as soon as we got these, I pored over them intently, but I already know what the changes are to Strongbox. His kick is now a 1-4 versus a 2-4 kick. Everything else is unchanged. He's still tough hide, still got 8 boxes, still got confidence, and his playbook's the same. So basically, he is. As was, but his kick's gone down. And I can see why they did it, because in theory it's a tortoise with a 2-4 kick, which is a little bit odd. I think also when we get onto the changes with Coin, there's now a dilemma, but there is an actual choice
to be had.
Yeah, because Coin, when he lost his 2-inch melee, suddenly didn't really seem like an attractive prospect. I'm a player that's bounced between, obviously, Season 1 I played Coin anyway because he's the only one that existed.
Yeah.
Season 2 I didn't play Strongbox because I couldn't see the benefit of him versus coins, 2-inch melee, and bag of coffers.
Bag of coffers is super strong.
But actually now, you know, there is a choice to be made.
Yeah.
But that's the only change. He's lost one on his
point kick, which is fair. So you're not seeing them janky strongbots goals.
Yeah, or you're not seeing Blackheart being able to use him for a 2-4 kick.
Well, it's a one dice. Threes on 2 inches, within 2 inches for the tap-ins. Tap-in kicks are a thing.
Definitely. Cool. So Coin. A couple of really nice changes to Coin. He's now got back. He now has returned back to his 2-inch melee.
I thought you were about to say he's got back to the shadows. I was what card are you looking at? Because I'm pretty sure he hasn't. But
He's got his 2-inch melee. He still has 8 boxes. Hamstring is the same, but it's now been changed to constrict. Yeah. So it's still -4/-4 move when you get that off, which is still momentous on 2 successes, but on tack 2, not exactly highly likely.
No, he's gonna be. He can't proc it off Pine Blaze, can he, actually?
No, it's currently by. It's going to be charging.
On the bright side, we know where that 2-4 kick's gone. Coin now has it.
Yeah.
So he's gone up from 1-4 to 2-4. He still has follow-up on the back of his card, and he still has bag of coffers, which is still allocate 1 influence and have 1 free bonus time.
Nice.
I used to love it when it was gain. Decimate with 5 influence.
Yeah. And that's why we can't have nice things.
No. Yeah.
So yeah, overall, I think that's really made Coin.
2-inch melee team's a thing, isn't it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Union can now field the 2-inch melee team again, which is nice. Me personally, I'm possibly still swaying towards Strongbox because I think.
I think if you're going to take a player like Hemlock or someone with blind, being able to do a free bonus time blind is fantastic.
And for 1 influence. Well, for no influence.
For nothing.
Yeah.
For starting next to a snake.
So there's certainly options now.
Mm.
That's what I mean. I like the fact that they have made it a viable
a choice.
Whereas before, the bag of coffers, I just found either it's too telegraphing or it was never really used or it was an afterthought. It was like, oh yeah, I've got coin left to go. You can go and put some bag of coffers on someone to do something as a bonus rather than a deliberate part of your strategy for the turn.
I think that's fair.
True. Cool. Luke?
Shall I do a Lady Gutter?
Go for it.
Completely unchanged.
Really?
No changes. Oh, apart from the double Gilball symbol is now a Gilball trophy. Scything Blade's exactly the same. Chain Grab's exactly the same. Yeah. She's still got Life Drinker, still got Anatomical, still Tap 5, absolutely everything, completely unchanged.
Would still totally take Gutter. She's still super amazing. On the bright side, the old fancy alt art card from the church set's useful then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of my cards for Season 3 are useful.
Is there a lot for some?
I can keep my chibi black heart card.
Yeah. My chibi might have been changed twice already.
Cool.
Connor, Dave.
Me?
Why not?
I want to save my favourite. Spoilers,
if you ever play Dave in a tournament, these are the 5 he'll take.
And Benediction.
Well, you see, this is the point now, because of the changes they've made to other players, I might actually.
Would you take Harry over Benediction then?
Potentially. Because he's got that momentous damage.
No, I don't think you will lose your sturdy. Being able to do the sturdy thing on Blackheart, you won't.
Yeah. If they took sturdy off Benediction, then he might. Yeah.
See, but Harry's got singled out.
Exactly, but that's my point. Because I don't normally play. I don't play Average and Greed because I don't like the models.
Average and Greed.
I must be the only person that doesn't like the Average and Greed models. So I've never really had single down in guild. So we'll go with Rage. Because he is one of my favourites, and it's a very small change, but it's an absolutely lovely one because it just opens up huge potential. If I was talking about a wish list of what I wanted to see, then Original Rage is like the one because I don't know.
Do we need to be here? Should we just go? Should we just go have a cat of tea or something?
I don't think we could leave Dave alone with a mic. It'd just be a circle jerk on his own.
I'll finish frothing in a bit. Because this is kind of one of the biggest changes is having done all that preamble and ramble, it is basically he's no longer Maverick. I know I've heard conversations before about why he was originally Maverick, and a lot of it was to do with Coin's bag of coffers being gain and influence and a bonus time, because in theory then you'd have a berserk model with
six attacks
a bonus time on his charge, which seems fairly brutal. And obviously now in theory you've got people like Windle who can do that anyway. He's berserk with he can take six, can't he? Because of his.
He can eat one to gain an attack. I'm not sure what happens in season four.
I haven't really looked at the farmers, so that'll probably be one of the next ones.
But I know in season three you could do it. Yes. So in theory, it wasn't quite so game breaking. But in season one, But in season one, when Rage was kind of one of the few players around, then it was, you know, above the curve. But now he's back, so I'm loving the potential of just being able to actually apply buffs to Rage before he does something.
Brilliant. And then when Blackheart goes and butcheries someone, Rage can then go in and get the plus on damage.
Yeah. I no longer have to relay.
Oh, and whenever, you can stand firm him, so he's got sturdy as well.
When I do my legendary, and I don't have to say everyone gets it but Rage, because he's Maverick. I can just do everybody. But it obviously dials him up, because as we talk about, singled out now applies to him, sturdy, quick time. Oh, you cut quick time because he can't.
Yeah,
he can't
be on the
same team as himself. He is literally a black heart player now because
Grace can quick foot him.
Grace can quick foot him. So I'm just thinking the potential to increase his threat range, and given that he is fairly vicious when he gets in, and butchery as well. You get butchery on someone, he goes in, he can benefit from that as well. So it just it makes him a lot
turns
more relevant
up to 12.
Again. Yeah. So yeah. I'm looking forward to playing him in season four. I play him all the time anyway. He's literally like the second player on my
team sheet. He's second activation to Tool Up Blackheart.
Yeah. So second the fact that actually he has now, in theory, I don't have to do that anymore. I could just kick off with Rage, turn him into an absolute ranged beast monster, and just send him flying across the pitch.
Don't tell me you're changing your 2-1.
I might have to.
Oh my god.
He's got 5-inch move. He's quicker.
No, he's always been 5 inches.
No, his backup's only got 4, so he's getting further.
Oh, yeah, sorry, he's getting further up, now. Well, he could be, with Blackheart's dodge as well, then he's got a 12-inch threat.
Wow. Do you want to do Harry? Since we've already touched on Harry.
Oh, I didn't have a card open, but I can do. No, I'm going to do Fangtooth, because Harry's in the other folder.
Fangtooth's my other good change.
Okay, so Fangtooth's had a number of changes. He's still got his 1-inch melee. He's gone from a... He's still got the same 4-6 move. He's still got a tap 5, 1-6 kick. He's gone up from a 2-1 with defence and armour to a 3-1 with defence and armour. And also his influence has gone from a 1-3 to a 2-3. So he's bringing... Dave's just nodding.
that's some big changes. That's huge.
In response to his health increase, he's gone from 29 health down to 22.
Defence increase.
So he's gained lost 7 health.
Lost 7 health, but he's also bringing another influence to the party.
I think they're probably trying to bring down a lot of the defence, a lot of the healths, aren't they? Because they kind of recognise that large health pools are a bit of a bit of an unpleasant thing to go against.
He's lost the character play Bleed. Blood, the one that gives out Bleed, which I don't think really got used a lot.
It was almost like if I was using him, because I did use him back in season one, then it was kind of an afterthought. You were trying to get the unmasking. If you got
two successes, you'd hit the bleed.
You'd hit the bleed,
but you did an omelets too, surely, because it's guaranteed damage.
Well, it depends if his last activation, then you put the extra, but otherwise,
You still got the unmasking, so 3-inch pulse. Other models within this. Pulse suffer a 4-inch push target away from this model and 3 damage, so exactly the same. Back of his card, another buff. So
this is the back of his card is the best part of it.
So foul loader now, any models treat this aura as rough terrain. Enemy. Yeah, rather than anyone trust that it's rough terrain. Wordsworth thing. Gluttonous Mass, he's got resilience now, which means it can be triggered on parting blows. He's still got his momentum knocked down on 1. Oh, his playbook's changed a little bit as well. So he's still got his momentous knockdown on 1 or non-momentous 1. His non-momentous 2 is now momentous 2 on 2, or he has a 1-inch push on 2. He has a momentous double push on 3 rather than the 2 damage knockdown.
That's a big loss.
But is it? You go in at him, proc his resilience, double push your way. On 4 successes, he's still got...
I mean, like, should you be going for a Fangtooth charge or something like that? The 2 and a knockdown still really nice.
Mm. Yeah, that's really good. But if he
hasn't procced his resilience, then the counterattack doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. So he's still got the unmasking on 4 momentously and the non-momentous 3. His tackle is still on 5. Non-momentous tackle on 5. But his non-momentous 4 is now momentous 4 on 5.
Wow.
He's still got resilience, which is can be triggered off part and blow. And Fang Tooth Unleashed
has changed.
So they're the two things that really were making it hard to take him are the two things on the back of his car, so, the foul odor and his heroic.
So it now says this model suffers 4 damages and gains +2/+2 move and 1 damage to character plays that cause damage and to play damage results. Where it used to be, all friendly models within a 4-inch pulse immediately suffer 5 damage and this model gets +2/+2 move and 1 damage. So he'll basically take the 4, he'll use his heroic to take his 4 damage to get the move and damage buff, and then he'll have to spend another one to heal it to negate it, basically.
But you'll easily generate that momentum.
Oh yeah, with now he's tap 5 and a momentous 3/2.
Yeah, momentous 3/2, or a momentous 4 damage on everyone within 3 inches and a 4-inch push
on the charge. And he's now bringing 2 influence with him. Wow, I think he'll see a lot more play.
Yeah, I'd certainly consider putting him in, especially again because
for who? Who are you swapping for?
Because he's got the pushes, I'd probably swap him for Benediction potentially. He brings an early knockdown, he brings momentous damage that you can increase with the momentum, which you don't normally struggle with for Union, and he also brings the pushes that you need to unlock Rage, because obviously Rage is normally the person someone goes and stands next to.
Yeah.
Once they've done that, you need to have someone like Harry Benediction or...
And it's a great one to just stand in the middle of the pitch. Someone goes, I'm going to go in and hit him. I'm going to counter-attack. Bang, I'll pop your glut. Bang, I've knocked you down.
If you really wanted to be super obnoxious, you could do him as the kickoff model.
And then just go Fangtooth Unleashed and release him.
Yeah, and literally go Fangtooth Unleashed. Well, Fangtooth Unleashed, quick foot. Blackheart dodges him forward. He's on the halfway line before
he
goes.
8-10 Fangtooth.
An 8-10 Fangtooth. Goes flying in, confidence, so he can make sure he hits the Fangtooth Unleashed.
Bag of coppers for a free.
And just launches their entire team 4 inches away from him and spreads them out. Wow. Way to ruin someone's turn one. So not that I've been thinking about ideas.
Imagine
as to what
if
to
that
do,
ruined
but...
your Blackheart.
You come against Union and Fangtooth's just stood there.
Hey Dave.
But either way, I think he suffered a lot for the fact that he was like a dilemma model in season one, where it was like he's got all these, he's a good model, but he had a lot of negatives that you had to kind of weigh up as to whether you wanted to take him or not. I think as more players got released, the negatives far outweighed any positives that he had, so he just slowly got left behind. So I like the fact that they brought him up. He still, you know, damages himself, but he no longer puts 5 damage on your entire team, or he has to kind of wander out on his own. So I think the changes are all good, but they literally brought a player that I don't think I would have ever seen in the team into an actual viable choice now. So I think they're all good changes, and we'll see how he gets on. But I don't think he's not over the curve. He's just
we don't know about the curve yet, do we?
Well, no, but I don't think he's not like completely bonkers. He's just his foul odor's a bit better because it doesn't debuff your own team, and his heroic play no longer damages you, so actually you can actually use it. It used to be one of the only heroics in Union, and back in season 2, we used to have the free heroic play, and if I got that card in my
The free heroic play,
it just went straight away. That was the first one I got rid of because I never was never going to use it.
But that was my one, Fangtooth.
Sorry,
very nice.
Rich,
can't tell I'm excited about it.
Yes, who shall I go for next? Should we go for Mist? Seeing as there's very few changes to Mist, and we've kind of already covered him.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Mist. Basically, there's only really 2 changes to Mist. Big changes.
Amazing change for Mist. Amazing, amazing, amazing buff.
His tackle is now momentous.
Momentous tackle on 1.
Yeah.
Bang.
Momentous tackle on 1.
Luke is hoping that the Alchemist's Minor Guild doesn't come out for a long time now.
Mist is my go-to. It's for my 8-inch kick team.
Midas Vitriol.
Well, it was season 3 for a 8-inch kick team when Venin had an 8-inch kick, but now it's Midas, Vitriol, Mist, Venin. But no, it's Vet Calculus, so I've got all the 8-inch kickers.
Yeah,
this is it. And the other one is he lost Motivated Solthesian, so he no longer gets to make a 2-inch dodge at the start of the activation.
To be honest, the only thing they could have done differently is they could have given him Shadowlike.
But I'm not saying they should have done, because
he was crossing the pitch.
But my point is, they got rid of it, I think, because he's now in a team full of Salthecians. So it was pointless to have it as a buff. But if they wanted to keep him the same, they'd have to have given him Shadowlight. But actually,
it used to be quite hard to get when there was just two Salthecians. Yeah, or
three.
Then there was three, and now there's five.
Yeah, then now his entire team. So if he's within 6 inches of his team, then he gets the buff. But as it is,
that momentous tackle on one is incredible.
Yeah. It's a fair trade. They're pulling all of the kind of native non-interactive goal threats down to sort of 20 inches max, which is still, you know, that's end to end. So if you start on your deployment zone, you are in the middle, you're 20 inches away from goal, aren't you? Yep. Effectively, so you can't quite get there with a
Mist used to be able to do what, 6 inches,
22 inches,
6 inches of dodge before he starts, and then
passable to 4 inches.
No, you can do 4 inches of dodge. 4 inches of dodge.
No, 2 inch from shadow like. Yeah. 2 inch from acrobatics. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Then he gets
plus two if he's within cover.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So he then gets plus two. So that's another. That makes that 10 inches.
10 inches
plus 8 inches of kick. So 22 inches.
Yeah, which is what I said.
I was 22 inches.
No, he's been pulled back to 20. Oh, right. Yeah. So I think that's what they're drawing all those players in. So you haven't really got that. I can score without even interacting with you. As long as I've got some momentum, I'm just going to go off and do
Well, yeah, the shadow lock was quite obnoxious in the fact that, right, so I've dodged out of your melee.
Yeah,
now I'm two inches now next to a piece of terrain.
I'm 2 inches away from you. I'll hit you and get my momentous push dodge on two.
And there's been
three.
There's been
a momentous dodge on two?
It's a single dodge on two.
Yeah.
And then he's push dodged on three, isn't
it? Yeah, push. Yeah.
But I think there's... there's been some comments about the fact that obviously now that the kicking team's got an momentum, it doesn't matter as much. But actually, bonus a momentous time. Tackle gives you the bonus time for one shot.
They can kick through a crowd.
Three influence can, well, four influence, I suppose, because you want to make sure you can do the acrobatic. Or
this is it. But on a charge, you're hoping for that double dodge and a tackle, aren't you?
Yeah, but on a 2-inch melee model, you only need a 1-inch dodge.
Yeah,
it's true. So yeah, overall, Mist, I think super strong on Mist. So. Yeah. Luke, do you want to go next, mate?
No, I think it's Dave's turn.
Right. You got three players left.
Well, mine are a pair.
Ah, yes.
Go on then, Dave. Do one of yours.
Who
do you want to do, Dave?
I'll do Decimate.
So you said you wanted to leave your favourite till last. Does that mean
I've blown my favourite on Rage already. I kind of completely failed to leave him. I couldn't wait to talk about him. But then Decimate's very, very kind of static really in what she's done. All she's really done is her playbook. She's lost the momentous double dodge on four successes, so she's only got the momentous tackle double dodge. I think there's been some debate on Gubs about whether or not that double dodge is actually useful or not, and I suppose if you don't want to tackle the ball, then in certain circumstances you might want to take it. The reality is you don't normally look beyond Decimate's second resort unless you've spiked for 1,000 cuts or you're actually looking to tackle the ball, and then you're looking for four resorts to do exactly what she's still got. So I don't think it's a major issue. She's still good.
She's still amazing. She's still a super balanced
guaranteed full momentum if you can get her in without sprinting. Still puts out plenty of damage, and she's still good at counters if she can survive the initial hit. She's still got that double dodge on two successes. So Decimate is right. Oh, sorry. The other big change is Second Wind. For me, it's not as much of an issue because I'd normally put it on Blackheart, so he's just gained a 4-inch dodge versus a jog. But actually, it is a bit of a downgrade for her. She's lost 2 inches. So she used to be a great ball retriever. If she's engaged, though, she'll just hit somebody to dodge away. But she used to be a great ball retriever. When someone tries to be negative play, bin the ball off to one of the wings, suddenly they find she runs 16 or 15 inches and picks the ball up, and they kind of weren't expecting it. So that was always quite nice. And things like Minx would be good with, she goes in for her charge, then gets back to the shadows, then gets a 7-inch jog. You can completely reposition her ready for next turn. So there's some bads and some goods about it. It's a 4-inch dodge now, which is great. And
the dodge is
put it on Rage, original Rage.
Yeah, he can have it now.
He goes in, he charges in, does his damage.
You get a free back to the shadows.
You get a free back to the shadows. Well, it costs, but yeah.
Oh, it costs one instead of two.
Costs one instead of two. So Second Wind is good.
So Rage can go back-to-back activations into somebody. Last
last, dodge himself back out and go back in again.
It clears him away, doesn't it? So he's, beautiful.
So it is a nice little move now because it effectively gives him his dodge that he need
Yeah, well, not needs, but what he would like on his playbook. He certainly doesn't need it. But...
Why didn't he get to dodge this?
Well, pushes. What? Why couldn't he have pushes? Yeah, all he's got is rubbish, knockdown, and damage, momentously.
I'm furious.
But yeah, so she's not changed a huge amount. I think there's swings and roundabouts on second wind, but it's, you know, a 4-inch dodge is a 4-inch dodge. You can't argue with it, really. It's nice.
It's true.
Cool.
So I'll do Avarice and Greed.
Yep.
So we'll start with Avarice. He's got a little bit faster. He's a 5-7 instead of a 4-7 now. Cool. He's still tap 5, he's still a 1-6 kick, he's still a 3 death 0 armor, and he's still a 2-3 influence. Playbook's pretty much the same. The only thing that's changed is his momentous 3 double push at the end of his playbook is now a 3 double push non-momentous. He's still got 20 health. He's got no character plays on the front because his only one was drop me off and it was a zero cost. So it goes in line with getting rid of zero cost character plays. The rear of his card, what I'll do, because it's slightly different than the other one, but I think it's pretty much the same. He's lost the hit that one greed, which was, while the name friendly model is not suffering taking out condition, is not on the pitch, this model gains plus 2 tack. So they've lost that aspect of it, where he gets plus 2 tack while holding greed, which is probably fair.
Yeah, I think it's a bit clutch as well. It's not like normally people are trying to jog in, drop greed off and get the free knockdown, aren't they?
Yeah, you do the free knockdown, then you can pick him up for free. So you go in and spend one to pick him up. But yeah, it was a bit wordy and complicated, potentially.
Yeah.
So on the back of his card, he's got contract greed. While the name friendly model is on the pitch, this model activates simultaneously with it. So same as always. Drop off greed. Once per turn during this model's activation, if the name friendly model isn't on the pitch and isn't suffering the taken out condition, it may be placed on the pitch in base contact with this model. Yeah, it used to be base contact. I didn't know whether that was within an inch. He's still got thuggery greed. While this model is within 1 inch of the name friendly model, this model gains plus 1 damage to playbook damage results and adds a knockdown playbook result to each successful attack it makes.
So basically, I think what the whole point is that they've tried to make it that it's not just a drop greed off, pick him up, lay on people. It's now forcing you to maybe leave greed on the pitch.
Yeah, you do leave him on. The whole way you're working now is you give.
You didn't used to, because to be honest, I can't think in all the games that I played against Avarice and Greed in season 3 if I ever actually killed Greed, because he was forever.
But you pick him up at the end.
Yeah.
You put him down. You still do the same thing. So that plus 2 you got from picking him up is pretty pointless, because all Greed's doing is putting single out on someone. Yeah.
This is what I mean. But like I said, I think the design now is to make Greed maybe a little bit more risky to use him.
And Avarice has still got tough hide as well.
But you still pick him up. He's not risky to use. All he does is Avarice walks a bit further, drops greed off,
so the,
gets the knockdown.
The only reason that you used to pick greed, so what people used to do
is you used to get a bonus for picking him up.
Yeah, you used to have plus 2. So you used to kind of drop greed off. Avarice would then hit somebody. Avarice would then get plus 1 damage and a knockdown condition on it. Greed would then hit the person and single them out.
He gave them plus 2 tack.
No, well, if while holding it. So what
that's what I mean. Yeah. So you used to drop greed for the singled out.
No, you drop greed off. You drop greed off first, and you'd hit him with Avarice. You'd then get plus 1 damage and a knockdown condition. Greed would then hit the knockdown model and hit his singled out.
Why would you go for singled out first? Because it's on one success.
Because you can counter-attack it.
Yeah, fair.
Then Avarice would pick greed up, and then Avarice is there on tack 9.
This is it. But now, like I said,
well, I'd still probably keep the plus 1 damage and just get the extra damage, because you've already got singled out. You're rolling 7 dice, aren't you? I wouldn't pick him up for that.
You'd pick him up for tack 9?
Yeah. Momentous 4 damage.
But remember, he had a momentous 3 double push at the top of his playbook.
Yeah.
Right, so anyway, agreed. He's still the same movement. He's still a 1-inch melee. Still tack 4. 1-4 kick. He's still the same. Still a 5-0 modern. He's still a 0-2 influence. His playbook has stayed exactly the same. He's got singled out as a character play. We all know what that is. And he's got pick up Avarice. If this model isn't in possession of the ball and is in base contact with the name friendly model, this model may remove all conditions it's suffering and move itself from the pitch. Yep, exactly the same. Back of his card, benched Avarice, exactly the same. Contract greed. contract Avarice exactly the same and ready to go exactly the same. So the only real change is Avarice has lost the momentous result at the top of his playbook and he doesn't get plus two tack while Greed's holding him.
Yeah. Yep.
The only other change I might have quite liked is if Greed had had the influence rather than Avarice. So Avarice was a 0-3 and Greed was a 2-2. Just thematically, it feels like he's supposed to be the brains of the outfit, isn't he? But I suppose the big thug is the guy that holds the sway and Avarice clings onto him first.
I'm still waiting for the fluff about what happened with their rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Greed be dead.
Well, either Greed's dead or he bins him off.
Yeah, either way he's dead.
Greed coming soon as a mascot. I thought, honestly, when that all came out before, I thought Greed was going to go off and end up being the mascot for the union, for the order.
The mascot.
Chained up in his little kind of...
No, but you don't know, because that was before... It would kind of make sense if Greed went off on his own. He couldn't be a player. He'd have to be a mascot.
Yeah.
So he'd end up... And the order would make sense.
Spoilers, Greed is the new apprentice for the blacksmiths.
Vet's Cinder and Greed. Right, this is why I don't write fluff. I just thought, ooh, mascot. Ooh, the Union Miner Guild need a mascot. And that's my train of thought.
A 5-0 what, 6 boxes? 7 boxes?
7 boxes.
7 boxes. That's
full on mascot.
Full on mascot. Grant has got momentum singled out on one.
Yeah, there you go. You'd have to give him rabid animal back.
So yeah, Greed the mascot. We should try that as like a fun game. Just try and Greed as a mascot.
For church. I'll leave Pride at home. And use
Greed. Oh yeah, because church need double singled out.
Union have got it.
Union have got... an 0-2 mascot is quite a debuff as well though.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, no influence for your mascot.
Right.
Anyways.
Well, a bit of a dog question.
Hemlock. Stats have remained exactly the same. Still got a 1-inch melee zone, although now with 12 health. So it's a nice buff for her. Basically, Smelling Salts is the same, although it's got the minus range as all AoEs do.
Yeah,
still got Noxious Blast and still got Blind, although Blind has been nerfed slightly to be range 6.
Yeah.
From 8.
Can I just say, with the AoE rethink, it makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
To be able to just chuck a 6-inch widget down.
For the sake of half an inch, it's not, you know, it's not very often that half an inch is going to make a difference.
Man,
it's a family share.
Okay, are we talking? I'm sure we're just talking about his general height, aren't we?
Yeah, I was just talking about the length of my fingernails, but yeah.
I've got an extra half an inch. How fucking long are your nails?
It's like half an inch between, isn't it? Half an inch between you and Ryan in height.
I don't know.
He's wearing the big shoes.
I'm Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah, Sam was slightly taller than Frodo.
Yeah, for people who don't know that, basically Dave's vertically challenged.
Diminutive. 5'7". It's not exactly short.
Basically, when Luke stands next to Dave, Dave is mascot Greed.
Does that mean I'm going to ride on the front of you?
No, it bloody doesn't. Well, Rich in the previous
Avarice. This is derailed.
Well, Rich in a previous one thinks I look like Mash. So
I think you do look like Mash.
Cricket bat then, yeah.
Anyway,
so who's next?
So no, Hemlock.
Let's finish Hemlock.
Well, all I tried to say was that when you
extra half an inch, doesn't make any difference.
Anyway, we're not falling down that trap again. That's bait.
Spate, bruv.
So, Hemlock's playbook has not really changed a great deal. The bottom row has remained exactly the same. Top row, the non-momentous 2 damage has moved from 3 successes up to 4. Sure.
Come on, Dave.
And Noxious Blast can now be triggered off the playbook on 3 non-momentously, which is amazing.
Non-momentously.
It's non-momentously, it's but it's still a 2. Still a two cost character play that you can potentially trigger, which is really, really good.
Yeah, and then also with Bag of Coffers, you can then go and hit him with a bonus time for free. Bonus time blind for free is a thing.
Slippery, exactly the same, and Magical Brew, exactly the same. So overall, just a nice little buff for Hemlock.
Mm.
I think she did suffer from having that 10 health, because even if she blinded somebody, they could easily walk up and
just give her a kick.
Still give her a kick, even with the Death 5 model, as long as you've got the right model. I mean, if she's blinding someone, she's blinding a captain.
Mm.
And that or a striker. Well, I suppose the striker would be bad, but if she's blinding a captain, that captain should still be able to walk over and beat her to death with 10 health, which makes her slightly more survivable. Good changes?
Definitely.
Mm.
Who's up next?
Dave.
Minx.
Minx.
And we're done.
Yeah. again, Minx hasn't changed. There are a couple of slight changes, to be fair. Her playbook's the same, health's the same, all of her stats are the same, but her mark target has benefited from the kind of global buff to it, in that it's gone up to 10 inches. I can kind of understand why, because a few of the players that had it, with the 8-inch range plus the 2 inches they get, they were actually in range of charging, so there's no point paying for it unless you were setting somebody else up. Minx doesn't really kind of get that, because she's a 10-inch threat anyway, so it doesn't really, it still doesn't benefit her that much, but it means that she can charge in, proc it off her playbook and put it on someone 10 inches away to set somebody else up, probably original rage. Apart from that,
new OG rage to benefit from mark target.
Apart from that, everything else is the same. So she's still got everything.
I think you're just going to see OG rage just yeeting from across the pitch, like 12-inch charge.
I've been waiting 4 seasons for Rage to lose Maverick, so I'm really looking forward to using him now. And so, I think every Union player is going to. Well, no, they won't actually, because most of them play Vet Rage as a captain, which means they can't take him. But anyone that does take Black Heart, I think, will now consider Rage.
He is.
Well, they all do.
Do they? Do they all?
Oh, Dave.
They all play.
Apart from a couple of us diehards.
Oh, Dave.
Blowards. Sorry.
So Minx is still good, but still fragile. But her mark target is slightly longer range now. And that's it.
Mr. the Hat.
Crack on.
Is that all I got?
There's only two left. There's Snakeskin and Harry, so.
Yeah, we'll do Harry. He's had a few changes. He's still the same move, he's still the same tech. His kick's gone up from a 2-6 to a 3-6. He's still a 3-1, and he's still got a 2-4 influence. His playbook's had a one little change. On his second column, he's got a non-momentous Guild Ball symbol. In terms of character plays, he's lost Goad.
Big loss.
Big loss.
Yes.
But in return for that, he's getting singled out.
It's a good trade.
Good trade, but I still prefer Goad. He's still got Molotov. It's got just a change to the range with basically you suffer burning. And then he's still got, on the back of his card, he's still got Rhyme Inspiring Hat. While within his silver, other friendly models may spend one less MP to use passive move or make a snapshot. So they've just tidied it up a little bit. And then he's still got Rising Anger. So overall, not a lot of changes. Only he's got a Guild Ball symbol on the second row. And he's swapped Goad for singled out. Mm. So what's your thoughts on that? Oh, and he's gained a kick.
He's gained momentous damage on five successes as well. So his damage is all momentous now apart from the one, isn't it?
He always had it. You're looking at the old one.
I'm looking at the old one.
Yeah, the old one.
No, the old one. Old one. Oh yeah. Okay.
If you look on the, back, Harry. He's got crazy.
New old Harry. Okay.
Oh. So his playbook stayed the same.
Yeah.
And you're a Union player.
I used to use Harry for a while, but now I don't.
I really want to use Harry because I've got the order.
Harry, I really like the order model of the Harry.
I don't like the order model.
Don't use him.
I know. I'm just. Just offering a counter argument. Oh, okay. If you like him, I don't. But he's my favourite paint job of the ones I've got. They've got the resin original, and I've done a good job on that one. I'm pleased with it. Well, it's the one that I'm the most pleased with as a paint job. So it's kind of a shame I can't use him. But
so what's your thoughts on with the change in the fluff with how Harry died and he's an actor or something?
I like it. I think it's like what the church would do, but I think the
bit of propaganda.
A bit of propaganda. But to be honest, dead players play Guild Ball.
Snakeskins played since season one.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I don't really think it was massively necessary that they dropped that in. I think it was just more of a nice to have.
I think it ties it all in
with why he plays for the order.
Because why he plays for the order? Because otherwise, there's literally no way you should be able to. I think
dead
obviously
men don't change allegiances.
It's one of those things where you know you can appreciate they're trying to adapt to what they want to do, models wise and release wise.
Well, actually,
slight faux pas in that they'd kind of left Harry out of his first two union boxes, so he had to go somewhere to make up that third box. So he was always going to go in there, and I think putting some fluff around it is a nice way of just tying it off.
Because look at it this way: do any other dead characters go up or down to guilds? I don't think they do.
Any what, sorry?
There aren't any dead characters. I don't think any of them.
There aren't that many actors in the Free Cities, apparently.
this is it.
Right, so who's gone down so far? So in Fish, it's
Greyscales, which
no,
isn't
it's
dead.
Angel, oh, Angel, sorry, Angel and Siren, they're still there. Rats is Graves and Bonesaw, not dead. Falconers, Vethern, and Egret, they're still fine. I don't know.
No, I don't think there is, because I think the reality is Union had kind of grown to be quite a large guild, so dividing them up was possibly the kind of the tricky element. So
plus you had the natural benefit of three captains.
Three.
So I think that's it.
I don't think you've used Brisket, have you?
I've used Brisket in a tournament. I haven't actually used Vet Rage in a tournament, but I have used Brisket twice.
He went to a tournament and he asked and I lent him my Vet Rage model because it was painted. It wasn't even up the blister.
I put him in there to put people off, but
I've got the resin Vet Rage, so I really want
to. I just keep really moving my hand towards it, and it just naturally gravitates towards Blackheart.
So you like a 2-inch captain.
I like a 2-inch melee captain, which is one of the reasons why I like Fish.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've never really had a 2-inch captain.
Yeah. It's the way I play. I like to be able to put six influence. I like to be able to put
six
influence.
You've got the option of it in the church, in the blacksmiths, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. You've got quite a few, haven't you?
You've got the option of it.
I probably won't be taking Captain Burnish now. It might be Captain Hearth, because that man
Captain
old lady is amazing.
Captain Furnace.
Captain Furnace is amazing.
Captain
as well,
Farris.
But yeah, I just think that if you're going to put six influence on somebody, you want to be able to get work out of them.
And the
horror of your first attack fluffing or whatever, and then the thing that you're going to do dodge away, and it's just he's sat there with five or four influence. I think, to be fair, it's one of the reasons why I don't like Brisket. I don't want to start talking about Season Brisket on the Union
why
podcast.
Why not? You've chucked right your guild now.
But that's
is she the most moved character? Because she was a butcher, then she went to a union, now she's gone to the order. She'll find a home soon.
But well, maybe she has already found religion. But I think the route one. Route one's improved, but it's just not.
Route one
it's still,
is so much better.
It's so much better, but it still requires an opposed role, and so you can put six influence on her. And if route one is essential to your strategy for that turn, and she misses it, then
you can proc it off the character.
I know you can, and so obviously it's slightly better. But turn one, are you going to get the charge off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Pride. Pride gives out anatomical.
Yeah.
Which is big. Harry gives out singled out now. So, what are you looking at? Sort of a tack 11 anatomical brisket.
But then you've got to get Harry up. So, how are you doing that on turn one?
I'm not saying you do it on turn one.
No, but that's my point. Is that your turn one? If you're using her, well, I suppose you're using Mist, really. I suppose if you're going to go for the turn one goal, but if you're using her for a turn one goal.
Plus, what you've also
relying on route
is if you're kicking, you now also have the momentum to bonus time that route one.
Which
makes it
nice.
A lot more reliable.
I'll certainly try her out because I bought all the models now. That's one of the reasons why, and the TAC 5. But they're the ones or reasons why I struggle with her, I struggled with her when she was in Union, and why I'm still kind of struggling to get behind her in order.
Right. So last one is Snakeskin, which we had already seen before. For all the big reveals.
I've actually used her, although I used her in a Season 3 team, which apparently is exactly the same as the Season 4 team.
Yes. Hipster you.
Yeah.
I was using these before they were cool. Stat line has stayed the same. She has the same health. She still has Beautiful.
No, she gained Beautiful.
Oh, she gained Beautiful, sorry, my bad. She still has Venomous Strike, and she still has Child of Realm. She's just lost Shadowlike, which is mine, obviously, 2 inches dodge at the start. But don't worry too much. She gained Where'd They Go, which is obviously a 4-inch dodge for a cost of 1, which is great. She did lose Clone. Have we seen Clone in any of the...
Vitriol's got Clone, and Clone's not as good as it was.
You lost a 2-inch dodge off Clone now, so Vitriol's not counter-attack proof.
This is it. So
I can have it.
Overall, I think losing Clone for Where'd They Go is not a bad change.
God, no.
And then her playbook has changed a little bit. First column's exactly the same. She still has a momentous tackle on 2. But she's now lost the two damage and has gained a double dodge, non-momentous. She's gained a momentous two damage on three, which is nice.
Yeah.
And she has the single non-momentous Guild Ball playbook symbol, which is the where they go. So obviously she's lost the tackle and dodge, which is obviously a
tackle dodge is key.
Tackle dodge is really, really good. Fourth column has changed. She's no longer got the momentous double dodge, but she now has a tackle double dodge, which is non-momentous.
Best result in the game.
Best result in the game. Obviously, it's not momentous.
Not quite as good as the momentous one, though.
This is second best.
And then top of her playbook is now momentous three. Nice. So, you know, if you're desperate, she can probably do a bit of damage, especially now.
She's still got the 2-on-2.
She has 2-on-3.
2-on-3 now.
But, you know, she still, gives out poisoned. And on the charge, you'll hit that tackle double dodge.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I first saw her, I had a debate about whether or not I liked her, because I have used Snakeskin in Season 3 and Season 2.
Yeah, you used to against some rats.
I know Andy T loves Snakeskin.
Yeah, the ability to get the 2 damage, even though it's non-momentous.
It's the 2-on-2 and two poison. 2-on-2,
yeah, and poison is so good as a late activation. And by then, normally, as a union player, you've won the momentum race anyway, so you don't need that momentous damage. So that's a kind of hard thing to take. But I used her. She flew up the board, scored a goal, which is, I suppose, is to some extent what she's designed for now.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, I then dodged her away, and then my opponent pretty much ignored her, and she just sat at the back of the field, not doing a great deal after that. I couldn't get her quite back in the game. But she, you know, she got me 4 VPs, so she there does exactly what you wanted to do, yeah. Really. Where they go, goes in, tackles the ball.
This is it, where the go gets around all the unpredictable shenanigans and things like that, so it's great.
So, Union.
Overall.
Has there been any nerfs?
Not really.
Vet-Rage's tackle moving?
Vet-Rage's tackle moving.
If you're using Vet-Rage for a tackle, I think you got different priorities.
You'd put, I mean, normally everyone's playing Mist, aren't they? Vet-Rage, Mist, and then a couple of beaters that you can use Red Fury on.
Benediction,
and a beater, Gutter. Yeah. So it doesn't matter because you've got a ball retriever in Mist already. He's probably going to get you the goal that you want versus the 4 beatdowns you're going to do with the rest of your team. Yeah. So I don't think it's really a massive disadvantage to him. So generally, well, it is a nerf.
Yeah.
But it's not really a mega key nerf. One. Yeah, it's not going to be a mega one.
This is it. So
they're just kind of they've kind of stayed the same, really. I think the gaining of momentous damage on Benediction, Grace, and Snakeskin obviously means that it's moving them more towards that whole idea of they do momentous damage and they can score goals as well, although probably not quite as easily as an out-and-out footballing team, obviously, but they've got that tech as well. So they are the kind of the everyman mixed bag of, you're looking at 2-2 probably.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Potentially push to a 4-1 because of the momentous damage.
I think Vet-Rage will easily take the 4-1.
So, where in terms of meta, without these really changing a lot, and then being at a lot
still
of...
Still sitting at the top.
Do we still think they'll be sitting at the top?
Sitting near the top, but given that some of the guilds have had a fairly...
Can you wipe that smirk off your face?
A fairly significant power increase. Then I think I think it's going to be interesting because there are going to be guilds that have jumped up. And so I think by staying the same, they haven't been nerfed.
They've been buffed.
They haven't been nerfed because they have been buffed and they've got new players that can do new things, but they aren't.
Do you not mean because they haven't been buffed, they've been nerfed?
But I don't think making Fangtooth viable and giving Rage the option to get some extra buffs in isn't going to you know, move them up from where they were.
However, counter argument. So what they've done with the Union is they've buffed players like Fangtooth and that to make them more viable. But however, with a team like the Masons, they've nerfed characters to make other players. So they've nerfed Brick quite substantially to make them pick other characters.
But I think the difference is...
Do you know what I mean? It's two different trains.
I don't think there was ever a player that was in... I don't think there was a player that was in every team.
Decimate, Gutter.
Oh, leave Decimate alone. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We've just named it now. They're Decimate. Decimate was in pretty much every lineup.
In every of my lineup, I don't know if everybody else.
Every Rage lineup. Momentous 2 and a dodge on 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's only 1-inch melee though.
Oh,
easily counted. Dear. No knockdown. Easily counted. You have to knock him down first.
I went anatomical, so I forgot about that.
But there aren't that many that you'd see in every team. I've talked to people. I've talked to Union players that don't believe Decimate's very good, and that she's a bit
poor. Name them.
They will shame them now. I'm going to tell them they are wrong.
Well, I know they're wrong, and I tell them they're wrong. But
name them. Name these fools.
I don't know. I'd have to go back through the various chats. But
if you're listening to this, post in the comments. If you think Decimate is, and we'll flame off.
Not shit, but just that there are better players in the team.
Name them.
Well, look at it. I'll tell you what. Look at a Vet Rage team.
Yeah.
You're going to put Gutter in.
Yeah.
Benediction.
Yeah.
Harry. Mist.
Maybe.
Mist for the goal.
Decimate's a striker. Decimate will do it.
Decimate
will do it.
With a 9-inch sprint and a 3-6 kick.
One of the reasons why she ends up in
Second wind.
But one of the reasons why she ends up in all of my teams is because I don't really like taking Mist. I don't like taking that dedicated striker. I'd much rather have a switch player that can do both.
Yeah.
She's not quite as good as... because she's only got 16-inch range. Moving, she can dodge obviously off that back a bit. But
yeah, she can have two attacks, which will both give her one double dodges.
Well, non-momentous double dodges.
Oh, if you're playing Vet Rage, you are not struggling for momentum.
No. But my point is, she's not got the out-and-out range of Mist, and she can't do the turn one fly in and get the ball.
Six-inch
jog, 9-inch threat, or 10-inch threat.
Yeah. I did it with Masons. But
she was your go-to Union with Masons.
She
was.
But she can't get beyond the deployment zone. So in theory, if you hold the ball back behind the deployment zone and pass it along the line, she's not going to get that opportunity until you've had your
kicked
score.
With Decimate, right, they've sent their player out to go fetch the ball, hoofed it back to the next available player, she's in. She's on them like a rash, and that ball is in
your
goal.
She's only got a double dodge on 4 successes. Non-momentous.
You literally on the charge.
Don't forget, you start with the momentum, so
you'll hit that tackle double dodge, and you'll be out of there.
Then she can tackle double dodge, have another one for another attack for another momentum. You'd do your charge. You'd spend one for your second wind dodge.
Yep.
You'd score your thing, and then you could score and do an 8-inch dodge.
And then all of a sudden you're back on the
halfway line. Rinse and repeat.
Well, then you could put Mist in, put Decimate in anyway, and Mist can go off and score the goal and get his 8-inch dodge back.
The point being, right, is
Mist
is Decimate
strong.
Can still do
demonstrate.
Yeah, yeah, she can. But I know Union players that don't play her. I do. I play her in every game because she's normally...
She's amazing.
She is amazing. She's one of the most balanced players in the game.
Yeah, 4 influence on her, you get 4 back. You won't necessarily do loads of damage.
You'll do 4 to 8 damage,
yeah. Normally 8. And you'll even if you're doing a tough hide model and you fluff it, you'll get the dodge, so you still get the momentum.
This is it.
Yeah.
So she's great, and I'm not denying she isn't.
Plus, she's a great choice for Bloody Coin, is it?
Yeah, I suppose so. I think there's better options.
I'm not saying there aren't better options, but what I'm getting at is, in a pinch, right, if Vet Rage is sitting there, he's crowded out a couple of times, he's like, Decimate, stab this fool.
Yeah.
I'll have that momentum. Mm. I'll heal myself. Done. Do you know what I mean? Literally, she's so reliable. Tactics and anatomical, you are getting through everyone.
You'll get four momentum every time
you're
someone.
You care not for Masons, you care not for Blacksmiths. For anyone with one armor, you're laughing.
Yeah.
And what about velocity and cover? Nimble velocity and cover. That's my one example.
You'll never get
five dice. All you need is, now the health is right down, all you need is the...
Just
one damage.
The ball.
one damage on off her 4. Then Rage walks up and gets her to do 4 more times to kill her. Although she's still got reanimate.
She's got reanimate.
Yeah, okay.
She's on 9.
You have to
now.
Spike once to get 2 hits to get the 2 damage.
Nimble velocity and cover's a thing. That's my example for every kind of defender I have. But what about it's like the football thing? Or can you do it on a cold night in Stoke? A Tuesday night in Stoke. So I think that's probably a good place to end it.
But yeah, overall, Union haven't changed a great deal. They're still super strong. I think your question initially was, do you still see them
at the top?
Near
the
top.
I think the reality
the
is they are still near the top, like, because they are now and they haven't changed. But other people have caught up with them and some potentially have overtaken them.
Still.
Who knows if they're overtaking them?
Well, let's find out. Season 4.
I think, to be honest, I think Fish might be taking down a peg slightly with the nerfs to Corsair.
Hmm.
Well, to be fair, the nerfs to Fish as a general whole of not having momentous damage. Do you know what I mean?
If you're not rapping on Corsair's hit, then you're not doing it right.
Doesn't matter.
Take non-momentous damage and then rap from something momentous. And then when you take them out, you just get your three momentum for the takeout.
But to be honest, if you're not rapping for double dipping damage, then you know you're probably not going to get the takeout.
Yeah, but you've got an absolute mound of people around you that can all hit them as well for non-momentous damage.
But they're not having gutter now, which is amazing.
They've lost gutter.
I'm not saying it is a nerf, but there are still ways around it. If you want to play Corsair as a beater, you can still play Corsair as a beater, and you'll still do all right with momentum. You just won't do quite as well as you did before.
Yeah, and then
we've moved on to Fish now versus.
I think the point being is that
Union is still going to be.
Union are still going to be right up there. I think, as like one game in on season four, right? As I am at the moment, right?
There we go.
One game in.
Union
Fish is still going to be at the top. I know Luke's going to hate me for this, but Alchemists are definitely up there now, right? And to be honest,
in the hands of a good player,
a tournament winner,
a tournament-winning Alchemist.
So, actually, I have two gold dice. Luke has one gold dice.
You got two. When did you win your other one?
I won one at SteamCon last year.
Oh. Found it.
At least you didn't buy it.
Win it, find it. There's a swings and roundabouts.
I won.
It's just on the floor.
I won Speedball.
Oh, okay.
I won Speedball at SteamCon. And they bought a silver one.
Bought a silver one because I'd come second in the tournament and then won another silver one. To qualify.
Was that the four-man tournament?
Six man. That should have been gold. Sorry, Max.
So what? Yeah. So you think Alchemist is still going to be amazing?
I think Alchemist is going to be amazing.
Skilled player.
I think Morts are going to be up there as well. I think.
Morts.
I think new Scalpel will be amazing.
Old Scalpel was fairly unpleasant when I played at the weekend. So new Scalpel's just even worse.
Honestly, I can see Scalpel, Cossack, Graves, Dirge.
Then you can have Pollage.
Pollage and pick your graves.
We need to chop this whole conversation out and put it in at the end when we finish doing all the previews of the guild.
Well, we'll do something.
I think
we're a good place to finish. So
it's a great place to finish. So thanks very much for watching.
Thank you to Singled Out for
hosting
us.
And thanks for allowing us to, by then.
When we go up to Andy's desk and drop 15 podcasts on it.
How many can you do a month?
God's taking the piss.
Yeah.
It's tat as well. Bring me pictures of Spider-Man.
Yeah, so
that's an in-joke I'm not in on.
I don't know what it was. Right, thank you very much. I've been Luke.
I've been Rich.
And I've been Dave.
Alright, thank you. Bye.